you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh, sorry. All right. Had to belch here. Hope you didn't hear that. That'd be rude. That would have been rude. We don't like to belch or fart on the radio.
Or be rude.
Yeah. Music was still playing when I burped there. You could smell that, though, because I had a piece of salmon. A little coffee on there. Give me a kiss, Craig.
God, Craig ripped one out here earlier.
Oh, you farted out there?
He was sitting way out there by the window where he sits, yeah. And I'm in here in my and I heard it.
Oh, really? Okay.
I had the door open.
Before I got here, then?
If it made it through the soundproof door.
No,
I had the door open, but that's a solid 20, 30 feet over there and good around a couple of walls.
Was it like a ripper, like kind of itches the inside of your butt? Scratches it, I mean.
I didn't think that there was much to it.
Okay.
Was it loud
and stanky or not?
It was loud.
It was stanky.
Okay.
I didn't think it was loud.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting in here working and like my head perked up like, where'd that come from?
Just noise or did it register on the Richter scale?
Yeah,
Did it
shake you?
Did it move things a little bit?
Shook you to your core?
It might have.
All right.
I've grossed myself out recently, sitting on the couch, fart, sit down on the couch for a little while longer. Then you go to get up, and then it releases again. And you're like, oh, I'm nasty. Oh,
right, just been marinating in the cushion.
Yeah.
Release. Valerie Bertinelli on the program tomorrow. Is it her autobiography, or is she already had one of those?
A memoir.
Memoir,
yeah.
A note for our Deadpool players. Just a person having a birthday today. Tippi Hedren is an old actress.
She's
an old actress. She's still with us. She is 92
today. I was
going to say,
man.
Yeah, Tippi. She's Melanie Griffith's mother.
Yes, she is.
Right.
Yes, she is.
Pretty sure she was in the Alexander Payne movie, Citizen Ruth.
She was.
She in that too? Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, famous Hitchcock movie, The Birds. She's the lead in that.
I saw James Earl Jones turn 91 over the weekend.
Did he really?
That's a guy I actually kind of went, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Really?
No, I think we remembered that. But
he's
91, okay.
But he's
not
done a whole lot.
Active lately.
No, you don't see him very often.
That I know of.
You know, we don't say that about people in other walks of life, It's always about actors. Yeah. You don't see him working much anymore.
he's 91.
He's 91.
Yeah, I know. I realize that it's one of those situations, like, because Gene Hackman quit acting years ago, and apparently there's a photo of him out now, and he's in his 90s now, and he looks older and just like a guy in a house, but we never say that about other walks of life, Jim ain't doing much anymore. Yeah, he's 92.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
We don't say that about people's family members either.
No.
My grandpa,
actors,
he's still alive?
Right.
Lots of actors continue later in life.
I get it.
Lots of them say, no, I'm stepping away now.
Well, because it's tough.
So when they don't say they're stepping away and you haven't heard from them in a while, then you speculate a little bit.
But we don't do it in any other walk of life.
Of course not. Because we don't care about other walks of life.
Right, exactly.
We don't care about the welders.
No.
I do remember that James Earl Jones, he did the Darth Vader voice for the most recent Star Wars.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Where Darth Vader makes an appearance. You could actually kind of tell listening to it. It's like, Darth sounds a little older these days.
He would, yeah.
Hey, let's see. Out of California, Danielle Shapiro wanted to get her money's worth at a $50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet in Mountain View, California there. This included, for her, 32 rolls of sushi.
32 rolls?
Wow. Getting after it.
32 pieces is a lot.
That's Oh, you're counting a roll.
Each of those rolls usually cuts into five, six pieces.
Yeah,
at least.
Well, you can buy. Yeah, you can give it 8 and 12 actually too, depending on what they sell them at. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's getting ready for
it. I eat sushi a lot. Yep. She's a big.
She's the all you can eat.
That's a lot of sushi, man.
And I'm going to get over on the all you can eat restaurant girl.
She was taken to the emergency room with severe stomach pains.
Of course she did.
Diagnosed, though, with just acid reflux.
Right. What she, you don't have to be fat to eat a lot of food. We've seen that in those competitions. But was she a big girl?
No.
Okay.
She said the dinner was about 2 hours long. They were stuffed. They had to keep taking breaks. They started off with some soup.
Listen, I love sushi, and I could eat two, three rolls, but...
And some poppers.
Yeah, 32.
But I'm not a pig.
32 rolls.
Then
it's
moved
an insane
on to
amount of sushi.
8 green dragon rolls, 8 snow rolls, 8 California rolls, 8 wakame.
Well, they're all...
Rolls, yeah. And a helping of edamame. Immediately after dinner.
Oh, she
dinner?
Had edamame on top of that.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, I'm not...
You got to have the
appetite. Yeah, you're not eating edamame if you're going to have free, all
she
you can
did
eat sushi.
That. Yeah.
Although I like edamame, but... Yeah.
She did. Keep in mind, she started with soup and jalapeno poppers and 4, and again, I'm not familiar with this, how to say this, G-Y-O-Z-A-S, gyozas or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I recognize the name. Yeah, yeah.
Pot stickers.
Oh, she ate pot stickers, too.
Yes! Those are,
and wow. That's got dough around them. That's a fat, and that's a
stuck
filling,
up
I
on the
say.
Side
Dumpling.
Dishes.
Yeah.
She go with the
good God
seaweed or the soy paper.
If it takes you to the hospital because you ate too much, that's embarrassing.
She said immediately after dinner, they were so full they had to sit in the car for about 30 minutes before driving home. She said her stomach felt firm from all the sushi, probably the rice that had expanded in her stomach.
Well, yeah, the rice will do that. Yeah. It's the key.
Well, this is all about $50. You
she went to sleep more. At her boyfriend's house. She said she had the worst stomach ache, but didn't think much of it because she'd eaten so much. She woke up around 6 o'clock the next day, knew that she had to go to the emergency room. Her stomach and chest had intense pain. She couldn't take deep breaths. And so they drove her to the hospital where she was just diagnosed with the acid reflux and given medication.
How embarrassing is she to that guy? He was a pig too, obviously, but come on. Honey, maybe next time let's not go to the hospital because you ate too much, you pig.
She said
I'm calling her a pig not because she's a big girl, because she's not. I'm calling her a pig because she eats like a pig.
She said it took her several days to recover and feel normal again, but the experience did not ruin sushi for her or the all-you-can-eat sushi experience.
Yeah, her face is at the front door of that place now.
Yes.
Do not allow.
Don't let her in.
Yeah. Or don't be her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who they want to see when... The hospitals are overwhelmed.
Right.
Somebody 32 sushi rolls so she could get her $50 worth.
I've been
I wonder how much she pooped.
There was a place in town we went to one time that had a New Year's Eve deal where it was all you could eat sushi.
That's pretty good.
But you had to it was only 2 hours. You were only allowed to stay for 2 hours.
Yeah, because you could sit around all night and eat the whole
sure.
time. Right.
I'm sure lots of people do that.
Yeah.
You were basically given a 2 hour block.
Yeah.
After that, you gotta go.
This lady, that's like two of those boats at least.
Yeah, it is.
Just
oh, probably
her.
More. And boats are for full size families.
Yeah.
At least, right. Or a party. Yeah, I used to order way too much sushi and I realized I didn't need that, I would order like 4 rolls. Don't need 4 rolls. 3's too much, but I'll still order 3, so bring some home.
That's one of those things that it's hard to know how much to order.
Right, right.
But, 32
well, like
rolls.
Said, sometimes they come in 5, piece, sometimes they come in 8, so.
Yeah, but you can't eat it the next day.
No. It's not the next day, Todd.
No, it's not.
It's in the fridge. Actually, I've had to eat it the rest day. It's cold, and I'll just throw them out. But it's usually later on that night. Where's that sushi at,
Just not good leftover food.
And you call the
sushi restaurant.
I eat right in front of the hospital.
Right. I like to clean my plate at the sushi restaurant. Yeah. A lot of times I like to take stuff home, but that's no good second time around.
No,
it doesn't microwave well.
I can eat it. I don't microwave it. No.
Even later that night, it loses a little something.
Yeah.
It's best fresh.
Yeah, it loses something, I guess, as soon as it leaves the table.
Yeah. I'll still eat it, though. It's only 3 or 4 pieces usually make it home, which is so stupid. But, that's one thing. I'm too full to eat those last 3 pieces. This lady, apparently not.
And sushi full is a different kind of full.
Right.
Anybody ever tried to make their own?
No.
Yeah.
I've thought about it.
No.
It looks like kind of an art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, at those good places, the really high-end sushi restaurants, you hear stories of guys who have to make the rice for years before they can apprentice up to the point where they get to learn to make the rolls and the sushi and stuff.
Right, before they even give you a knife.
They're serious about it. I'm not that good.
Well, there's a machine that does it now at that one place, the drive-through place that I've been to.
Oh.
It's a machine.
Yeah,
that's why you can drive through and get sushi. Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah, click on the Food Network or the Cooking Channel. Nobody's telling you how to make sushi.
No. No, it is. It's an art.
Like, we had the new server the last time we went to get sushi because we're like, what's it called? Like, the piece that has the salmon on top. And they're like, oh, you got me. Okay.
I'm at this bar restaurant last night, and I go, the guy bartender, he got a drink order from a waiter. And the waiter told him that the customer said to him he wanted like a martini, extra shaken. And I had a couple of drinks at this point. I started laughing. I said, you freaking kidding me? I said, who's the bozo that asked for extra shaken? So the bartenders were laughing, too, because I was having fun with them. And the guy took the martini glass and the shaker, and he just shook it like crazy. And I said, that's just
extra shaken?
No, it's shake. No, he laughed because I said, that's stupid. It's either shook or not shook.
Or shooken.
Yeah. Or shooken.
Either extra way, it's shooken. Hilarious.
Extra shooken.
That's what they say back east.
A Hall of Fame right there.
Shooken.
It's comedy. Everybody knows comedy.
Yeah. All night long.
Yeah.
Everybody knows comedy. And
Craig is such a dick, man.
Yeah.
Such a dick.
You put the martini in a paint mixer.
Here's an idea for your kids. A new law in Illinois giving students 5 mental health days per school year.
Well, that's just called a sick day.
Nah, they got those too.
I know, but you would just take off when you were a kid.
They say some of these kids are struggling with COVID-related anxiety, depression, and isolation.
They are.
And they say any kid 7 years old and up can take a mental health day without having to explain why.
I like that.
And use the time to reset and refocus before heading back to school. Now, mental health days are not a free pass. Students are required to make up this work, of course.
Like a sick day.
Now then, I imagine you still have to deal with the parents because many parents work.
Oh, I understand
The kid going to school is part of the,
I realize that.
Part of their deal, and the kid can't just decide, it's a mental health day today, Ma.
Right. And he's 8.
Yeah, right.
Just hanging out at the house.
I'm taking a mental health day, Mom. Right, go ahead and do your bit. I'll just stay here.
Yeah, you have to have parents actually stay home.
Or a place for you to go or something.
Now, I've heard businesses should do the same thing.
Oh, big time.
You shouldn't have to lie and call in sick. You should be able to, on occasion,
I agree with that.
Call in well.
Right.
I just need a break today. Right. I'm tired of your crap. I'll be good tomorrow.
Who are you talking to?
Everybody.
Yeah. Craig this morning. I'm tired of his crap this morning.
Found that was easier because you could just text before you don't even have to call. And be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to put the fake sick voice on. You don't sound sick.
Like, you should see my face.
Then the phone rings right back. No, don't call me. Just answer my text.
Yeah. I said I'm sick.
I know. Don't call me. I'm not going to answer. You just text me. I know. But I'm not answering the phone.
Right.
I've had that before.
I told you I have diarrhea, man.
No, I'm not even about work so much. It's not really about work, but I'll text somebody and all of a sudden the phone will ring. I'm thinking,
if I wanted to talk to you, it wouldn't have been a text to start this.
Yeah.
I'll do that sometimes. I'll be like, hey, can I just call? If it becomes like 6-7 texts back and forth. Like,
I get that. Yeah.
I found myself into the 9th line of a text message and you go, I should just call this person. It's going to be really confusing.
It all depends on the person you're calling. If it's a person you're calling that has a habit of just talking forever, you don't want to do that either. So I'll type out a big long message because I'm thinking, if I get on the phone, this is going to be a while.
Well, I more do it when I start to read it from the other person's point of view and go, this is really confusing.
Right, okay, got it. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying my best to not make it confusing, but it's still going
to
be confusing.
They're still going to know you want to bang the goat.
I can't talk to text. Everybody does it. They all do it. You do it, Craig, don't you?
I can. I can.
I should do it more often, but I don't.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. Is that available on Android? I don't think it is.
Sure.
They made fun of your Android the other night, by the way, on SNL. They made fun of Android.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by the folding phones. Are those?
Yeah.
Those are Android, too, aren't they?
I don't know what they are.
Yeah, and they cost a fortune.
They do.
Do they?
Now, what I can do if I'm driving, I can hit the the send on the text, and it'll start recording it, so I could send you an audio message. Because you don't.
Oh, really?
You don't hear enough of my voice.
Yeah, you can do that with iPhone too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think the little folding phone I saw, it's like a grand, and the big one that folds, you know, the long way is like $1,500.
Wow, they look cool.
Is that one of those Google phones?
It's a Samsung?
It's whatever BTS has on the subway.
It looks crazy, yeah.
Commercials.
Yeah. But I mean, they're literally as much as a laptop.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, my youngest has his phone set up where I don't know if it's Siri or what, where he doesn't have to like type anything into Google. We'll be like, what time's the game? And he'll just go like, Chiefs game, and it'll pop up.
Oh, man, I should be able to do that. I feel stupid talking to my phone or the TV when I'm by myself, mm-hmm. though. Because I don't have that click on my, the push button. My cable system doesn't do that. But if I'm at my sister's house, you guys are there. I always go ESPN out loud to myself, thinking this is stupid because it's a different cable system. I have no idea what it is on that or her cable system.
I'll use the voice thing on the remote if it's
it works. I just feel stupid.
Yeah, but like if I have to type
that takes a lot for me to feel stupid.
If I have to type in like a login and password for a service or
something. Does it work that way?
You can actually just hold the button and say out the letters instead of
even
having
dot and at. Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that would help.
Yeah. It's quicker. Yeah. Much easier.
Yeah.
On a smart TV.
Yeah, I've got an Apple TV one, and I could just use...
All right, because that's one thing I hate about the smart TV. Is
goats in my area, right. So it types it right out?
Well, I'm not searching for stuff.
There's no keyboard. So if you're searching for something, you got to use the cursor.
Right.
And it takes wife swap. If I say that, see, if you say that stuff out loud, people know you're doing that. What'd you say, honey? Nothing. I should probably just type that in.
Yeah, I'll use it because I don't know
nothing.
Dad's, I don't know my dad's cable system, so I'll grab his remote and talk to it every once in a while if I want to find TNT.
Japanese women in my area. What'd you say, honey? Nothing.
Yeah, trying to work somebody else's TV is it's a nightmare with all the remotes nightmare. And the I barely know how to turn ours on at home.
It's ridiculous. We had my brother-in-law babysit our dog. We were out of town. And he stayed at the house for a couple of days. And I had to come over that night and said, I got to tell you, because he likes TV. I said, I got to show you how every TV in the place works.
I'm sure they're all different, too.
He just spent 3 days watching TV on his phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't figure it out, so I'm just watching on my phone.
Yeah. Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I think I like this idea. In South Dakota, you can own a former Air Force base. It's $4.5 million, but still, you can have an old Air Force base. Gettysburg Air Force Base in North Central South Dakota, that's another drawback, has hit the market.
Yes, it is.
It's a 42-acre property that was used as a radar station from 1956 to 1968. Currently owned by a retired businessman from California. Features 50 beds, 15 bathrooms, and underground tunnels that connect the base buildings.
Oh, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah. That just sounds like fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a hunting lodge.
Yeah.
Hunting and fishing.
Or a laser tag paradise.
Thank you.
But you also have to have your own plane, though, since you already have a runway. You might as well have your own plane.
Right.
That kind of cash, maybe your own plane.
That runway might be a little overgrown.
Yeah,
you might have to fix it up.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Or a little, or like a couple of fast cars going to drag race.
We always talked about this when they sold the... what stadium this was for sale?
Oh, the Silverdome.
Detroit.
The Silverdome, yeah.
The Silverdome for sale. And we said, it was like not much to buy.
Well,
it was feasible at the time, but I mean, I always talked about you just pull up where you live, right here, and you get out, but just we all joke about, Baker Mayfield, those commercials, but we did that bit before Baker Mayfield did it.
Be great.
You live at the stadium.
Did I lock the door? Like, which one?
$550,000. was what it sold for.
I remember that. Yeah.
Less than 1% of the cost to build it.
That's right. It was nothing. And also,
it probably cost more to blow it up than $550,000.
Of course it did.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, $55 million to build it.
But you buy it and you just live there, you know. Well, your boys over to play
what
football.
What did it sell for? $500 million?
No, $500,000.
$500,000. Yeah.
$550,000.
Louis Anderson has been hospitalized.
He's never been in great shape. Hope
he's seeking treatment for cancer.
Oh, no. That sucks.
He's 68, being treated for diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. That's a form of cancer at a hospital in Vegas. Not known when exactly he was diagnosed, but the aggressive form of cancer he's battling is thought to be, quote, potentially curable.
He got a room in Vegas?
According to lymphoma.org.
He must live there.
Last year, he revealed he'd shed 40 pounds with the help of intermittent fasting.
He makes us laugh every time we talk to him. Speaking of me, did I say this off the air that apparently Saget's uncles died pretty young?
You were telling me that yesterday.
That was off the air, though, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
His biography came out about 5 or 6 years ago, Bob Saget, and he had an uncle at 37, massive heart attack, dead. Uncle at 40, heart attack, and dead. His dad had a couple heart attacks. His dad didn't die at that point. I'm not sure if his dad's alive now. Might not be. But heart attacks in the family. Doesn't make it any. That's sad.
It's bad when you hear a story like that. I always hope, I hope his dad's not around.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't have to go through the loss of a kid.
Yeah, I don't think his dad is around, actually. But
do you hope somebody's dead?
Yeah. He's on the cover of People Magazine. I know you guys probably don't get
that. I saw that.
I still get People Magazine, and it's Bob Saget on the cover. Yeah. Sad stuff. Craig, pick us up. Make us feel good.
Yeah.
You're still in the playoffs. Be happy, damn it.
Oh, I am.
All right. Until they lose.
Worry.
Right. You should worry. Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.